Hi, everybody. Kurt Schlicker here for Unredacted Town Hall VIP podcast. I'm in Houston currently. I decided I needed normal people because normal people have to have some insights here. So I grabbed Mundy, my father-in-law, who's about as normal as you can get. I'm going to ask him some questions about some stuff that's been a huge deal to us. But is it a huge deal to normal people? Mundy, welcome. How are you doing?
Great. Glad to be here. But let me tell you, after hanging over...
You got things to say already.
That's right.
Are you taking over my podcast?
I just want to say that after hanging around with Kurt, I'm not sure I'm a normal person anymore.
Oh, thank you. Well, that's... Thanks! All right. First of all, lots of stuff has been going on in the conservative movement. You know who Tucker Carlson is, right?
Sure is, yeah.
Do you know about his latest issues?
No.
No, nothing? Do you know who Nick Fuentes is?
Nick Fuentes, no.
You don't know who Nick Fuentes is? I am so glad to hear you say that.
Okay.
And I'm not going to explain who he is, and don't Google it.
Okay.
You know, that would be the equivalent of Googling, Grease Twink Love. Huh? You don't want to have that on your browser history. Now, why is it important? Because this has been a huge deal about Nick Fuentes and Tucker Carlson. Nick Fuentes is a guy who doesn't like Jewish people or black people. Apparently, he doesn't like women in any sense of the word, but let's leave his browser history out of it. But there's a big deal because Tucker had him on his show, and everybody's going, well, you know, he's a literal Nazi. And when he says he loves Hitler, I'm beginning to think he's probably a literal Nazi. And Tucker's getting grief because he had him on the show and wasn't harsh enough. And I agree, it wasn't a great interview. Ben Shapiro's mad at me. You know, I was Ben Shapiro's lawyer. I've been friends with him for a long time, so I'm a little biased. But I also like Tucker, and I'm a little, you know, like, come on, Tucker, what's going on? Bottom line is, this is a huge thing among active conservative pundit in online people. You're a conservative guy. You don't know anything about it.
I didn't know.
Good Lord, I'm so jealous of you, Mundy. But I mean, this is a lesson. This is a lesson to us out there that the things that wrapping us up around our axle. I don't know if I got that correct. Don't matter to regular people. What matters to you right now when you go to vote?
Now what it matters to me is government closed down. Matters to me, Ukrainian war. What matters to me is tariffs and what's going on with China.
The economy. The economy matters.
Right.
Not Nick Fuentes.
No.
Holy cow. It's almost like, I don't know, maybe we should have listened to Mundy on Tuesday.
You know, I watch YouTube a lot. I surf around. Never found Nick Fuentes. But that matter, I didn't see anything on Carson. So.
Well, you like Tucker generally.
Generally,
it's okay. Sometimes he has crazy people.
I don't like him. I don't dislike him.
Okay. All right. You're just like, okay, whatever. You like Ben Shapiro?
Yes.
Okay. Well, that's good. Great. I think it's very important for us as conservatives to understand the thing that lights our fire, and it's been a huge fire.
Yeah, I think.
Within the conservative, are we going to kick, you know, who can be a conservative? Who can't? And, you know, Nick Fuentes is a Nazi, which he literally is, or wishes he could be. Nazis didn't like guys like him, but he doesn't.
Exactly.
He doesn't quite know that. And then, you know, is Tucker Carlson, is he one of us? Because he has this guy on, but he doesn't ask him questions, and he agrees him with some stuff, and he says some dumb thing. Tucker did say, did accuse the Israelis of genocide, which I thought was freaking dumb. But I like a lot of things about Tucker. I don't think he's an evil guy. I think he's just wrong. But none of that matters to you, or normal people, does it?
Hey, not every conservative's views are going to be the same all around. People are going to have difference of opinions.
But you're more interested with practical things like, I went to the store today, and beef is a good prime steak, which I'm not going to waste on you guys because you like it medium rare or rare or not, excuse me, well done because you're Cuban.
That's right.
There's this weird thing about Cubans. They won't eat steak like normal people. This has been a problem in my marriage and my relationship with my in-laws for 25, because I've been with Arena 25 years as of December.
He still doesn't know how to cook for us.
I know. I tried cooking him hamburgers and they're like, well, It's not dark black. Why isn't it a hockey puck? And I'm like, because I like you. And then, no, you must hate me. Anyway, the prime steak, $26 a pound. And that was down from what it's been, at least in California. But that's still a lot of money for steak.
It is.
$26 a pound. That's a lot of dough.
Listen, a few months ago, we were talking about gas prices. Gas prices are lowest that they've been. We were talking about eggs being at astronomical prices. Now they're as low as they've ever been. That's what I'm concerned about.
Okay, and you're happy about that.
I am.
But now you're retired, so you're not looking for another job.
No, I'm not.
What about young people who are looking for a job today? And of course, I'm on the verge of being, I'm not retired, but I stopped practicing law and I stopped being in the army. I'm still writing, but I'm not going to look for another job either. But you and I are, you know, we're ready to go forward. We care about the market. We have some dollars in the market. Market's gone up lately, not the last couple of days, but before that, and that's been good. But are guys like you and I thinking about young people who are like 20, 25, trying to get out, trying to get a job, got student debt, they're wondering if they're going to be able to get a house? I mean, has that entered in? I don't think I've thought about that enough, right? When I'm thinking about what do we do in the economy? What do you think?
I worry about my grandchildren, which there are six of them coming up in the next
six. Oh, that's more.
Coming up in the next 10 years, they're going to be looking for jobs. What's going to happen? I know that the economy is changing because AI is going to make big changes.
Oh, yes.
But we have
to. Don't you become a lawyer. You're going to be replaced by a computer.
We have to be smart to get the right education.
Do you think there's a good education out there?
Well, I
you look at some of these colleges, right?
Well, I'm thinking that a lot of the kids that in the past used to be lawyers and other professions are going to be looking at maybe being a plumber and make more money than anybody else, or an electrician, or any of those trades.
Well, you know, I was a lawyer. I would never recommend anybody. I would never recommend any of your grandchildren go to law school. I think most of them are going to get replaced in large part by AI, which is going to be supervised by guys who have 10, 15, 20 years of experience already.
You know, if you listen to Musk, in the next 20 years, we're only going to be working 3 days a week. I don't know how much truth is into that, but our young people have to be thinking about that.
But how do you get enough money to live if you're only working 3 days a week?
Oh, there's going to be enough income coming up because the economy is going to be so efficient.
That's
what Elon Musk says.
Well, I like Elon Musk. I own a lot of Tesla. He's made a tremendous amount of money for me. I think he's a genius. I voted eagerly in the proxy thing to give him his $1 trillion if he meets all those
options.
Yeah. $1 trillion is a freaking deal. I'll make so much money if he does well. If I don't have to spend it all on rebuilding my house. But that's a different story. But I think he's wrong on that. I think people need to have work.
I agree with you. So that's one thing I'm hoping he's not right about.
Now, you're retired.
Yes.
Do you just sit on your butt all day?
No.
No, you do not. You volunteer. You go and teach people English.
I do.
You come and help me with the house here when we're not here.
I exercise.
You exercise. You're out going and getting, keeping fit.
And I keep up with my investments.
And you keep up with which takes some time. Yeah. I do that every day. But you also, look, you're like my dad. My dad was more busy as a retiree than he ever was when he worked for Folgers Coffee before they dumped him and all the other middle managers, which is why I despise large corporations.
Your dad was always busy.
My dad was always, but he wasn't unhappy.
No, he wasn't.
He loved to be who is it.
That's right.
Can you be a man and not do anything?
No, that'd be difficult.
I don't understand. I don't want to not do anything. You know, people go, are you retired? Because I stopped practicing law. No, I spent 5 hours a day writing the new Kelly Turbell novel, Panama Red, which will come out in about a month, and it's good. But I mean, I don't sit and eat bonbons. You know, I can't. It would kill me.
Kurt, all I know is that the economy is changing.
It is changing.
There's a lot of construction is going to go on and for the next few years with a great, beautiful law. With all the credits the businesses are going to get for building and businesses and constructing manufacturing facilities. So something's going to give, because some of those jobs in the AI world does not need that many people. But in the construction area, they're going to need a lot of people.
So basically, we got a lot of people coming out of high school who go into construction. And I had to rebuild two houses. I'm in the middle of rebuilding another one. These guys are highly skilled.
That's right.
Now, look, I have credentials. I've got 2 advanced degrees. I'm not a dumb guy. But they start talking about, well, we're going to fur the walls and we're going to level the floor. I have no idea what they're doing. These are skills. They're real skills. But you don't have to get $200,000 in debt to have them.
Well,
you know, I think a lot of people who are getting $200,000 into debt thinking, oh, I'm going to be an HR manager at Megacorp. I'm going to be SOL, if you know what I'm saying.
The other thing I think about it, Kurt, is, and I see the possibilities of all the other manufacturing coming back into this country.
Uh-huh.
Autos, aluminum, whatever it is, that's also going to create jobs. So there's going to be more of those manual jobs that used to be repetitive that will be repetitive, that will require more.
You're going to need someone to supervise the computers and the AI and the robots.
Well, you're still going to need manual labor, but things, in my view, things are changing. I don't know how they're going to change. That's what I worry about my grandchildren. Even my youngest son.
Who refuses to be on the show.
That's right.
Even though I want to, hey, do you know who Nick Fuentes is?
Christopher?
Who?
Nick Fuentes.
No, you're not.
Another normal guy. And he listens to podcasts. He's not, like, in a bubble. He doesn't know Nick Fuentes. This is an important lesson for us. So you're thinking a lot about the economy because you're worried about your kids.
My grandkids.
Your grandkids.
For the most part.
Well, at least your girl kid's going to be fine, because I'm going to swear her away. Chris will be fine, and your other son will be fine. Let's talk about the election, okay? I know there was Texas stuff. Don't care about that. What I care about is...
New York?
What do you think of Mondani? I mean, you love communists, right?
Exactly. That's where I'm here.
Yeah. Didn't you literally survive a communist revolution?
I sure did.
Didn't they literally put your friends and family in jail?
Yeah. They made a lot of promises.
Free buses?
Huh?
Free buses? No billionaires?
That's right.
That work out okay?
That's what we're all here.
You know, if John F. Kennedy wasn't such a freaking sissy, he would have taken care of that. I would have gone in. I'd have killed all the communists. I'd have let the Cubans go on.
Teacher from after school.
Yes.
What's his name?
Sam Kinison. It's a great scene.
Sam!
McCarthy wasn't such a pussy. He'd have nuked those commies back to the Stone Age. I like your style.
The thing is that people leave countries like Cuba, Venezuela because of communism. So they leave New York because of communism. What's going to happen to New York?
Well, see, that's the thing. Mooney, I didn't know anything about Cubans before I started hanging with Arena. But now I know a lot of Cubans, and I've never seen such entrepreneurial people. These people just can't be stopped. Only socialism can make a country full of Cubans poor. And it's a beautiful country. I would love to go to Cuba. You got sun, you got surf.
But you know what?
He's a freaking John F. Kennedy's a sissy.
Yeah, he screwed that up pretty well.
Yeah, I wouldn't have put up with that. I would have sent the 82nd Airborne. That would have been that.
Well, look, you know, Cuba. Cuba was 70 years ago, almost. Venezuela, it's only been...
Venezuela is a disaster.
Nicaragua, think about
Nicaragua. No, I everything it touches turns to crap. But no, Zoran Mondami, the guy from Uganda, he's going to get it right. He's going to make the communism work.
He's going to make it.
He's smarter than everybody else. And he's going to turn to crap, and he's going to go, you know who I blame? the billionaires, the Christians, and the Jews, everybody but the freaking Muslims. I blame everybody else. And the media's going to be like, oh, yeah, that's so true. If they had given him free money, he'd be able to be as communist as he wanted to be. Yeah, I'm just
so frustrated.
But you're not happy about this, Soros. I mean, you think the Democrats are going to embrace Soros Mamdani? Because they, I mean, Schumer wouldn't quite do it. Hakeem Jeffries barely endorsed him. But
Hoko,
they're scared.
Well, Hoko did.
Huh?
Yeah, governor did.
Well, Hoko's an idiot. Obama kind of did. I think Obama's a smart cat. Don't underestimate Obama. He's a very smart guy. And he was like, I'm going to be nice to him. I'm not going to get that close. So when he dicks it all up, it ain't going to splash on me.
Well, you know what? Obama might be a smart cat, but nobody listens to Obama anymore. Nobody cares what Obama thinks.
You think so?
Or he'll... No. I listen to all the podcasts of black people and they all say, why is he talking about anything? He hasn't been right forever, so...
Really?
Yeah.
I'm not as in tune with the high cast world.
I just don't think people are listening to him anymore.
Interesting.
Nobody, in my perception, and what I see.
Okay. Well, look, what do you think? Now, what do you think in New Jersey? Because we're supposed to come close in New Jersey, and we got killed. We lost by 13 points. We're supposed to lose by 2 or 3. I mean, it's a blue state. We were going to lose. But we really got killed. Why do you think we got killed?
I don't know.
Besides, it was a blue state.
It's difficult to, in a blue state. Yeah, and even though the governor, she has all kind of negatives behind her.
Oh, the one who cheated or was accused of cheating at West
Point. Cheating or was Annapolis, right.
Annapolis. Now, West Point, not West Point. I got enough beefs with West Point. Let's stick to the Navy. We're Army guys, by the way.
That's right.
By the way, happy Veterans Day.
Tomorrow. That's right.
No, it's, Veterans. Tuesday's technically Veterans Day. I will be hosting the Vince Colonnais Show nationally on 12 to 3 Eastern. On the Cumulus Network, I will be doing that. So you can listen, and I'm going to do a special Veterans Day tributes.
I remember going to the veterans speech that you made in California with you about.
Did you go with me?
Yeah, and I forgot which the cemeteries were.
That was a long time.
Long Beach, was it?
I don't do that anymore.
No, you don't. But you look good in that uniform.
I did look good because I was 20 pounds lighter. Getting a little chunky.
I was your guest for that. That was a really nice speech.
Well, I
still got pictures of that.
I'm quite a public speaker. You can hire me to come speak to your group. Just reach out. You've got my Kurt Schlichter Town Hall email address if you're a VIP. Do you think, look, we lost also in Virginia. We were always losing Virginia.
I thought that lady was running away in Virginia.
The which one?
The lady in Virginia.
Spanish.
The light lady. With
The black, Winston Spears.
Yeah, Winston Spears, sorry. Yeah. I like her very much.
I like her too. I don't think she's a great candidate. I think she, I do think it's interesting that all the white ladies who put hate has no home here and we love all the races ensured that they would not have the first female black governor in Virginia history. Why do they hate black people?
I don't know. I thought she had all the right positions.
She has the right positions. I think I don't think it was a great campaign. I think she can be off-putting to some people. Now, she's a military lady, and you're near military guys, so we're kind of like, okay. But I think she's not. In any case, she's going to lose anyway because it's Virginia. And the only way you win Virginia is to have the most normal dude ever in a good election year, and the other guy screws up. That's Glenn Youngkin.
Yeah, well,
that's just literally how it is. But do you think it means anything more?
Well, I don't know. I think Trump was complaining that they didn't use him enough in all those campaigns.
I don't know if he's complaining. He didn't because I think there was the thought that he was going to drive more people away. I think the shutdown drove people away in Virginia because most of them are parasitical government workers. And those kind of losers always get mad at the Republicans, even though it's the Democrats' fault. Although, let's be clear, I'm glad there's a shutdown. I want less government. I just want the military to get paid, and I want people who are actually contributing to get paid. But Democrats don't.
No, I think it's obvious that it's up to Democrats who want to shut the government down.
No, it is. So do you think that means anything for next year? Do you think it's just kind of like a one-off? Or do you think we didn't pay enough attention to the economy?
I don't think that we are, like I mentioned to you earlier, we're not talking the economy enough with the good things that are happening.
See, there's good things happening.
Price of gasoline, price of...
That's what Trump said.
Exactly.
Okay.
I'm paying less for gas now that I did have in the last 6 years.
It was like $2.50.
That's right.
I was paying almost less in California.
Less. $2.27 at Costco.
What?
Yeah.
Damn. That's not bad.
Yeah. So I don't think we're talking about affordability because everything is, prices are down. So I don't know what's going on with that. I don't think we talk about it enough in a positive way.
Okay. You think the regime media is kind of not helping?
No, well,
Do you listen to ABC, NBC, CBS?
Only beats and pieces. I don't listen.
You don't care. You get your own information where you want. Of course, you read Town Hall and my column every week. Because every once in a while you go, good column. Not often, but once in a while.
Well, yes. For the most part, they're good columns.
What do you mean for the most part?
What can I tell you?
My columns are genius. Goodness. What do you think? Give me your advice for Donald Trump for approaching the midterms and the Republicans.
I think he's got the economy, the affordability issue.
Uh-huh.
The biggest thing they kept talking about when Biden was the price of gasoline and the price of eggs and the price of food. The inflation is only 2.5-3%. With Biden, 8-9%. So they got to push that. They got to keep on pushing it.
The thing is, the prices, see, what people say, why didn't the prices come down? Well, they didn't come down in eggs. They come down in commodities. But other things, inflation's sticky. I went to the HEB today, got that great guacamole, highly recommended, and a mango pico de gallo. It was fantastic. that was $16 for those two things. And I looked at, you know how they have at the checkout, they have the M&Ms and things? A big thing of M&Ms. And I'm trying not to eat sugar stuff, so I didn't buy it, but I wouldn't have bought it. Because it was $2.54. Remember when candy was like a quarter, 50 cents? It was $2.54. My wife spent $70 on Halloween candy. She's like, this cost me $70. I'm like, what the blank?
That's a lot of money.
That's a lot of money. And if you're struggling with a family, I mean, that hurts.
So you said that the prices are higher?
The prices are high. It's expensive. Some stuff's come down. That's fine. That's great. But it's still, you go to the store. I can't go out to lunch unless it's like McDonald's. Well, even at McDonald's, it's like $25. If I want to sit down somewhere, it's going to be $50.
The lunch! Well, hold on a second. Trump has only been
I know.
10 months.
I know, and I don't blame Trump, okay. But I'm not most people. He's the guy in charge, though. How are we going to handle it? I don't think we're going to handle it by lowering price because we're not going to have deflation. I think the way to handle it is people getting paid more.
Well, that's happening already.
Is it?
It is.
I like getting paid more.
Well, I think
near job.
Our wages are going up according to last I saw in the Cutlow.
Well, I certainly hope so. So last thing, let's get Texas specific here. Three guys running for Senate. Senator John Cornyn is the incumbent. Cornyn is soft, voted a gun control bill with the Democrats. He's been constantly a little bit weak, but he's been also running a lot of ads about how much he's helping Donald Trump. And he has come through for Donald Trump since. But again, I have trouble forgiving him for the gun control thing. There's Kenny Paxton, the attorney general. He is controversial. He's got a zipper problem. I mean, I'll just throw that out there. I mean, it's just true. And then there's Wesley Hunt, who is your congressman, Army guy, great guy. I like him a lot. You got these three guys running for Senate. What do you think?
Well, I tell you what, Cornyn is spending a lot of money on advertising.
Yeah.
So if you go along with it, with the advertising, Cornyn is a bit the man. Wesley Hunt, I haven't seen anything of any advertising on him. So he's behind.
Okay.
And Paxton, I don't like him personally.
Would you vote for him if he was the Republican nominee?
I probably, if it was between...
Between him and a Democrat?
If it was those three guys, I pick Cornyn.
Okay. Would you, now, if Paxton wins the nomination, will you vote for him in the general?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
That's not even a question.
Oh, yeah.
Well, what about this James Tallarico guy, the little dude who's always quoting genius but always follows OnlyFans girls?
I'm not familiar with him.
He's a little weasel.
He's
like Jesus Beto.
I heard the name, but I'm not familiar with him.
How about Colin Allred, the guy who ran against, what's his name last time?
Against Football. Cruz.
Yeah, against
Cruz. No, I don't like him.
How about Jasmine?
I wouldn't vote for him.
How about Jasmine Crocker?
Oh, yeah, right.
You like her?
Oh, yeah.
She's great.
I like to listen to all her bullshit.
Yeah, she's spectacular. I like how she's like, you know, before she got in Congress, she's like, listen, like My Fair Lady. Oh, yes. We must engage in a symphony of hard work and coordination in order to perform a... She's like that. And then as soon as like she's on the TV, she's like, yo, yay! Oh, yeah. She's like, sounds like every 90s rom-com black girlfriend. It's like, dude, you don't have to embarrass yourself.
She's the Ocasio Cortez of Texas.
She's such a fraud. You know, frankly, if she had not like played the I'm going to be the ghetto queen game, it's freaking stupid. I'd be much more worried about her, because then she wouldn't be fake. She'd be like, this is who I am, and here's what I think. She was an impressive lady when she wasn't pretending to be a freaking idiot.
Well,
and she sounds like a clown, would she? Girls,
I don't like her. I don't think that people that voted for her like her, but I don't know. We'll see what happens.
Well, you guys have gotten rid of five districts here in Democrat districts, and one of them's hers here in Texas. California's doing that too, but that ain't gonna work.
How about Beto O'Rourke? Do you think he's coming back?
The furry?
Beto O'Rourke.
The furry.
Oh, that's what his name is?
Yeah, he's a furry.
Oh,
you know what a furry is, right?
A fairy?
A furry. It's a kind of pervert who dresses up like an animal. You know how some dudes dress up as chicks? These guys dress up like animals. They're perverts.
I didn't know that.
That's why he's accused of being a furry. I'm just saying. I don't know. Not my area. I don't swing that way. I'm just saying, yuck. Anyway, thank you, Mooney, for joining us here on Unredacted. It's nice to talk to a normal person. Some of the stuff you told me was kind of surprising, but really, I think it's really important. I think it's really important that you and people who are not normal, or people who are normal, aren't, you know, wrapped around the axle about Nick Fuentes and Tucker Carlson. I think Nick Fuentes is a schmuck, and he ought to be treated like one. And I think there's a lot of common sense that you had about the economy. And I think your concerns are ones that the conservatives ought to think about. So thank you. Follow me on Twitter at Kurt Schlichter every Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday in my town hall columns. I'm now doing two Stream of Consciousness videos a week, every Tuesday and Friday. So you'll literally be able to go the entire week, every single day, weekday, you will have another Kurt Schlichter product. So that's amazing. I want to thank you for being VIP members. Also, look out for Panama Red, the new Kelly Turnbull book. Go get American Apocalypse and Lost Angeles, the book I wrote with Arena. And thank you for being part of Town Hall VIP. You guys are amazing. Adios.